listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Dee Dee Donahue, Matt N., Al White, Charles, and Watch for Zombies.
Hey there, my lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 199th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
This week, we're covering two films we selected last week from our Wheel of Terrors, Host and Poltergeist, the OG Poltergeist, of course.
Yes, yes, yes. As a reminder, we do tend to spoil movies, so continue at your own risk. Host is streaming on Shudder and Poltergeist is up on Netflix, so make sure you check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Carly.
Hey, anytime.
Thanks for that spoiler alert.
Yes, you're welcome.
But
oh my
before
God,
we jump
into
the
police coming for us?
Whoa, what? There's police coming for us? The Popo?
The Popo.
Oh, no. What'd
They're
you do?
Coming. I don't know. I went to Target and took pictures of the moon.
Wait, what?
It's so illegal.
Dare you? So selfish. Oh, no. Wait, what'd you get at Target? Something good?
What did I get? I got some stuff to make sandwiches.
Okay.
Some Important. Chips.
Uh-huh. To go with the sandwiches, of course.
To go with the sandwiches,
what
exactly.
What kind of chips are you into? Just curious.
Well, all over. All over. That doesn't make sense.
All of them.
All of them.
No.
I got the salt and pepper ones today. The kettle cooked.
The kettle cooked, of course.
Yeah. 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 They got a great crunch.
Yeah. You need the crunch, right?
Yeah.
It's okay that it kind of hurts the roof of your mouth.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because they're so tasty
doesn't
and
matter.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on, though. Proceed. Love that, though. I love that we're talking about chips.
It was a food-filled trip.
It was more of a grocery run.
Yeah, just because I was craving a sandwich.
Yum.
That's it.
But before we jump into today's films, let's get started with the segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Wrong Turn. That's right. Wrong Turn remake. I didn't even know it was happening. February 25th release date. It's directed by Mike P. Nelson, who previously directed a film called The Domestics, and it's written by Alan B. McElroy, who did Wrong Turn from 2013, a TV movie called Wheel of Terror, totally stole from us, by the way,
yeah.
Halloween 4, and also episodes of Vampire Diaries. Awesome. The IMDb summary is, friends hiking the Appalachian Trail are confronted by the Foundation, a community of people who have lived in the mountains for hundreds of years.
Yeah, I didn't get that part from the trailer, but
really?
I definitely got the Foundation.
Well,
I didn't get that they were like a community for hundreds of years, but
okay.
I did get that there were people living in the woods.
Sure. I mean, I think that's the main point.
For murders.
Sure.
Doing the murders.
Now, I think I've seen OG Wrong Turn. I don't think I've seen any of the like sequels. I know there's like a billion sequels of Wrong Turn.
Yeah,
right?
There's quite a few for sure.
And they got goofier and goofier as time went on.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen Wrong Turn. I feel like I have.
I know it has Elijah Dushku in it.
Okay, so maybe I have,
and,
but I don't remember a dang thing from
and
it.
And Elton from Clueless. That's
oh,
all I got.
Elton. Now I kind of want to see it.
I think we should watch it. It's been a really long time. I don't think I've seen it since it came out.
We should absolutely watch it. Put it on the list.
I think it's like it's a goofy, it's a goofier movie. This looks
yeah.
pretty good, I think.
I'm into it. I will watch this
movie. It's not really like my favorite subgenre, but it looks good enough to watch. I'll check it out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I like that it's by the same writer. That's cool.
Yeah, and I like that it was... Because it said in the trailer, like, something about the first one and then didn't reference any of the sequels. So I'm assuming that it's just, like, a direct sequel from the first one.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I wouldn't know. We'll
Me
have to
either,
rewatch.
But...
We'll have to rewatch the OG before we dive into this.
Yeah, because it said something about, like, since 2003. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. We'll check it out.
We will.
We'll check it out.
We'll watch it. It'll be fun.
It looks creepy. Not gonna lie. What's scarier than, like, being alone in nature? It's terrifying.
Nothing. Nothing.
It's so scary.
It is scary. Kenobi agrees.
Well, I'm ready to dive into today's films because I am really excited to talk about both of these movies, to be honest.
Same. I'm so surprised that we haven't done Poltergeist yet, so that's going to be very exciting.
I know, right? There's always, like, I think when we first started, I didn't want to do all of the old reliable classics.
Sure.
And then leave ourselves with nothing other than movies we've never seen before or, you know? So there were so many years where I just avoided doing them. But now it's like, well, we've been doing this shit forever. We might as well get through them.
Just throw them in there. We'll talk about them.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them anyway. It's all right.
There are.
It's all right to start checking those off.
We'll sprinkle them
in. Someday we'll do, like, The Thing. You know, that'll happen eventually. Oh,
shit. I'd be so... Yes. Yes.
Never did that.
Just because I want to watch it.
Oh, my God. It's been a really long time since I've watched the original.
It is.
Or not the original. The original remake.
Yeah. The OG remake.
The Carpenter version.
Oh, so good. But today, we are going to start off by watching Host from 2020, directed by Rob Savage. This is his first feature, written by Gemma Hurley, Jed Shepard, and Rob Savage. The IMDb summary is, six friends hire a medium to hold a seance via Zoom during lockdown, but they get far more than they bargained for as things quickly go wrong.
I love this movie. I love it. I love it so much. I love that it's 56 minutes.
Yes.
I love that it's all done online. I love that it was made, like, and then immediately released in this year during quarantine. I love all of it. It's wonderful. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it's so enjoyable, super fast paced. You just get so immersed in what's happening, and I love this movie. I love that it exists.
It's true. The pacing of this movie is really great. Love that it's under an hour. All the things that you just said. I love that they were able to make and release this so quickly because it really...
You needed it.
Was a little ray of light.
Yeah.
In quarantine that we get this new but also relatable horror flick. Really within months. When did this come out?
It came out in, like, June, I think, on Shudder.
Yeah, it was, like, so fast.
Yeah, I think June or July, and they, like, made it in, like, May. You know, like, it was super quick.
It was so fast.
Well, and they taught, you know, they taught everyone who was in the movie, like, how to create these effects, how to make a book fly across the room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just everyone filmed their own thing and did their own things in the background. Like, so impressive.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good ghost story that's like a found footage something? It's just so good. And everyone knows I am a big fan, and you're a big fan as well, of Unfriended.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And this is huge. This has a lot of Unfriended qualities.
I agree. I, because you watched it when it came out, right?
100, yes.
So I also did it. I liked it much better this time, to be honest. I liked it when it came out too, but I liked it better this, like, I feel like when I knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
Sure.
But when I first saw it, I was just like, not expecting like a second Unfriended, but I was kind of like, everybody was like so hyping it up. And I was like, but Unfriended is really good. Is this going to be that good? And it was just, you know, it's different and absolutely fantastic. I loved the, what's the word that I'm looking for? Obviously there's like a script, but there's like a lot of ad-libbing.
Sure.
Everything seems very natural. I totally would have if I was the main character, have gotten so annoyed with my friends not taking this seriously.
Oh my God.
Especially my one friend who ruined it for everybody and basically murdered all of her She legit murdered her friends by not taking it seriously. Gemma, that's her name.
Fucking Gemma.
Fucking Gemma.
Fucking Gemma. And then she's like
trying to blame, is it, who's the main one? Haley?
Haley.
And then she's trying to blame Haley. Oh no, Gemma. This was your fuck up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Good grief. And all the friends and the boyfriends and the family. Ugh. Who's the real monster?
I'm telling you, it's Gemma. Gemma's a real monster. Gemma and Ginny, who is Teddy's girlfriend, she's also pretty awful.
Yeah, she gets it. She gets the worst.
I don't think she gets the worst. I think Teddy gets the worst. Homie is scared to death and then set on fire.
That's true. Yes, you're right. Teddy does get the worst.
He gets it the worst for sure.
Yeah, just definitely the setting on fire portion.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually thinking like, oh, we could have a discussion over who has the worst death, like who you'd want to be the most, like, and who you wouldn't want to be the most. And at first I was thinking like, oh, you know, maybe like I wouldn't want to be what's her name, Caroline, because Caroline is basically just smashing her face in a keyboard for an hour.
For an actual hour. It keeps on happening,
just totally awful. But I think that Teddy's is worse. I think I'd it's definitely
the
worse.
Watching your significant other die in such a way,
yeah,
and knowing that you're just fucked,
yeah,
like this thing, you can't see it.
So let's rewind real quick.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it.
We jumped to the end.
I mean, if you haven't seen it, you've probably heard about it. And if you haven't, like, do yourself a favor, go check it out. It's only an hour. It's not even an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's a really fun watch. It's on Shudder. It's a Shudder exclusive. I think it's also on Prime Video, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, but I think it's on like Shudder through Prime.
Got it.
Like
got
if
it.
You have.
So basically, it's a group of friends who are meeting on Zoom. It's mostly British, I believe, or people from the UK. One American chick who's our main girl. Her name is Haley, and she, they take turns setting up Zoom events during lockdown to keep each other, you know, hanging out, doing stuff. And it's Haley's turn, and Haley decides she's going to get a medium to join their Zoom call, and they're going to do a seance via Zoom. So all her friends are doing it, and some of her friends are really shitty. Not all of them, but Gemma's pretty awful.
Yeah.
From the beginning. Like, yeah. Gemma gets on the call, and she, like, is on her phone, but then she signs in on her computer. And then, like, that horrible sound happens.
That horrible noise.
And, like, Gemma just laughs, you know, instead of, like, being like, I'm sorry, let me mute myself and fix this.
It's true. She's like, ha ha.
She's the literal worst.
Not sorry for your eardrums.
And Haley's so nice about it. She's like, oh, I think you need to turn off your phone audio. And I'd be like, bitch, turn that shit off.
What are you thinking?
And also, I would mute her because it's her own Zoom call. She can mute whomever she wants.
Yeah, that's true.
She just muted her. I don't know why she didn't. And it's like, you know, be respectful. It's like the whole thing. Literally, the only rule she gives everyone is that you just please just be respectful. And
it's true.
Gemma is unable to do that. And she fucking lies about some kid that died by hanging himself in high school.
Monster
lies about, like, that's not even a funny thing to lie about. What are you doing?
No. And everybody's concerned,
everyone believes it. And then when the medium gets kicked off the call, like, she's like, haha, just kidding. And then now she created this opening in the seance portal for this demon to come in, take on this role of this kid who never existed, and now he's gonna kill all of you people.
And he does. He's very effective.
I agree. I mean, it's just fun. And like I said, it's super fast paced. The acting's pretty good. No complaints on that. I think the plot for a really short feature works well. I like that they didn't make it too confusing. They didn't try to have any like B or C plots, really. It's really just one plot. There's a little bit of things going on in the background, but it's really just one plot.
Yeah, I mean, but they're like life things. It's like, oh, I'm in a fight with my boyfriend. Right. Oh, like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they're plots. I think it's just adding depth to the characters, you know, exactly. By having these little side things.
We have one plot line.
Right. There's nothing like, there's no evolution of what's happening in the background because it's such a short period of time. It's just like, here's some depth to my character. I hate my boyfriend. He's because we're in lockdown and stuck together and he's shitty.
Yep. Yeah. They're here. They have other things going on. Everyone's dead.
Everyone hates Teddy's girlfriend and understandably so. She sucks. You know, Teddy's like the goofball. I kind of like Teddy. Although it's funny because I turned this on. Tony watched it with me the first time, or at least part of it. And when I turned on this time, he's like, oh, I saw this one. I wish the guy got a worse death because he was so awful. And I was like, first of all, Teddy's not that awful. His girlfriend is, but he's fine. Second of all, he has the literal worst death of anybody in this movie.
He does. Set, being set on fire is just like the absolute worst death. But he does. He is the one that wants to do shots when they say astral plane. But he says astral plane.
I mean, he's
just a goofy dude.
He's being slightly disrespectful, but he's not being disrespectful like outright.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, he's not really into it.
No.
And so he leaves. He signs off.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because he still gets it.
So I did have a random thought when I got to the end of this movie, and I wanted to share it with you today.
Please. I'd love to hear it.
So I think that maybe Rob Savage, who created this movie, maybe is a big Paranormal Activity fan. Because there are several throwbacks to Paranormal Activity in this film. Several. Shall I name them?
Yes, please. Okay, sorry, so, I was waiting.
I was, you
know. Proceed, madam.
I was trying to build up some anticipation.
Tell me more.
So, the first one is the flower on the floor. She grabs the flower and we see the ghost with the technology mask, and she's throwing powder all over the place. And then we see the demon's footprints in the flower, right? That's a total throwback to Paranormal Activity 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Hold for a sip of wine, please.
Please hold.
Thanks. Number 2, kitchen cabinets flying fucking open.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very much Paranormal Activity 2.
Sudden. And also Poltergeist, right?
Okay. Yeah. And then 3, Paranormal Activity 3 throwback with the sheet over the ghost demon.
That's a good
thing.
My favorite thing in Paranormal Activity 3. Maybe.
It's so good.
It's so good and so scary.
It's so
with the
good.
Fan, yes. The fan camera.
Yes. Yeah. And then 4 is actually a throwback to Paranormal Activity 4, which.
Which I don't remember because I blocked it out of my memory.
It's not a good movie, all right, but it's fine. Because they have all that, like, Xbox. Remember, what is it called? Like, Xbox 360 with all the dots in the room because it can, like, sense your movement.
Okay.
So there's, like, I just mean, like, with that kind of technology and, like, mm-hmm. Toby moving around the room and, like, manipulating technology in the room with the lighting, kind of doing a similar thing with the face filter on the Zoom call.
That was super creepy.
See, I liked that. I wish they used a different face filter.
Mask.
Yes. Yeah. I think the one they used was stupid.
It wasn't. Yeah.
I think they could have picked something that was creepier.
I definitely agree with that.
I don't know why they used that one. But I agree that it's a very smart idea. And I liked how that character was, like, using the face filters the whole time.
I know. And then when she was scared, she didn't take it off. And
she's, like, one of the only ones that didn't die instantly when something terrifying happened to her.
I know. It, like, tortured her.
Yeah. He, like, left her, went to 2 other people, killed them, and then came back for her.
Yep.
But you can just see him moving, or the demon moving from, you know, screen to screen, fucking with everybody. Pretty intense. Yes. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Not gonna lie.
No, it's so fun.
I will say, when Gemma gets cracked in the head with that bottle, I laugh every single time.
She gets it. Flies right across the room and just gets dead, her.
Just like,
she it knocks her down.
Like, it makes such like a stupid sound on her stupid head. She just falls. It just makes me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a terrible person.
Eh, you're good.
That jump scare, the jump scares with Teddy's scene gets me.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that.
The Teddy jump scares?
Yeah.
I was fine with Teddy's jump scare. The end didn't get me.
No, the end didn't get me. The first one gets me every time. I always forget. Yeah. And then I watch it. I've seen this movie like 3 times.
This is my second time watching it. I like it.
It's a really easy fun movie to just throw on.
Yeah.
And it's just over and then you're done.
Yep, that's it. It's like watching an episode of anything.
Horror movies be, you know, 56 minutes. You know, nowadays they're always like two and a half hours. I ain't got time for that.
An hour and a half. That's all we need.
An hour to an hour and a half is plenty of time.
Yeah, you got enough time
to do a legit horror. And you got, they always got to be so fucking complicated. Just scare me and get out. Let's do this.
I don't need 3 different layers. I don't need 3 different acts.
It's nice to have it sometimes, but I'm just saying they don't all have to be that way, guys. This works great.
It's nice if it's like intelligent enough and smart enough and the story's good.
Yes.
But it doesn't all need to be cerebral. Sometimes. No. I just, you know, want to throw on something, get a little scared.
Dumbest fucking movies are the longest fucking ones.
Oh my God, I know.
They're like fucking torture. End already.
And you're like, God, I started this. Now I have to finish it.
Yes, especially when we have a podcast. Do you know when the last time is that I sat down and watched a horror movie for fun was?
Tell me.
When I saw The Host for the first time. That's back in freaking June.
Yikes, that's been a while.
I don't have time. When am I going to sit down and watch a third horror movie in a week?
I don't know. Aren't
I don't.
All the time like I am.
Yes, but I don't do that.
Ay.
It's just like I don't. There's nothing that I want to watch that badly.
Yeah.
You know.
I will say, I do feel like I always have to watch movies versus like wanting to watch them.
Yeah. It's rare that I'm like, ooh, I get to watch this.
Yeah.
Although
with
this
horror
week,
in particular.
This week, that's just, you know, podcast troubles.
Yeah.
I'm watching 2 movies a week for 4 years. 2 horror movies a week for 4 years. It's a lot of fucking movies.
It's a lot of movies. Oh my God. Can you hear Kenobi snoring?
No, I can't. Is it cute?
Good. It's adorable, but it's like so loud over here.
Oh, I can't hear it.
He's like, he grabbed a pair of my PJ pants and he's like sleeping on them.
Oh, that's the cutest.
It's real adorable because he's like curled up like a little bug.
Adorable.
I love him. Okay. So yeah, totally. I get you. It's been a while. I did watch Wonder Woman for fun.
Did you?
Though.
Yeah. I've heard great things about it. I considered watching that. We ended up watching Jojo Rabbit instead.
Also a good choice. I haven't watched that one yet. Okay. I really want to watch Soul.
Yeah. I'm hearing mixed things about that as well.
Really? I've only heard great things.
Yeah.
I've heard it's emotionally exhausting. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
That's kind of how I felt about it. I'm like, I don't understand the comedy around World War II. Like, I just...
That's honestly why I didn't watch it, because it feels weird.
Well, I'd say it. The first half feels very weird and uncomfortable because of that. And then the second half of the movie is pretty scary, in my opinion. It wouldn't be my choice. It was Tony picked it. I would be okay never seeing it. I think it's a good movie. It's not the kind of thing I enjoy. Like, I don't want to be watching something about World War II. Honestly,
yeah.
There's very few World War II movies that I want to watch.
I feel that.
You know, like Life is Beautiful. Maybe.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Oh my God. Why is it so good?
It's so good.
It's so good.
It really is.
I can't think of really any others that I'm like want to
throw
watch.
That on.
Yeah, I think I would just watch that again
instead. Yeah, that's great.
The acting's really good, though. There's some like really good acting and actors in that movie, which is the only reason why I kept watching it, to be honest. But I get why it's popular. It's just not it's just not my thing. I don't know that you would like it either, but you're your own person. You figure that out on your own.
I'm me.
I'm not going to tell you what to watch and what not to watch. But
someday.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird to make a comedy about World War II. It just is. Yeah. I felt the same way about the Quentin Tarantino one where I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
Oh, I liked that one.
I liked it too, but like, it's also like, why are we doing this? Like, do we know that this is like the worst thing ever that ever happened? Anyway, moving on. What are we doing next?
I don't
next?
Know what else to say.
Well, I think we're done. I think we're good.
Yeah.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
100% critic score, 75% audience
what
score.
What the fuck? Who's this 25%? I want their names.
They're just not into it.
I need to have a conversation with these 25% of people.
Yeah. Let them know.
I'm gonna let them know. Let them know what exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, let just them know let them good. Know. Period.
Yeah. You're wrong. Okay. Thanks.
Did I have any other notes? I don't think I had any other notes. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. I mean, cool. I did. I had lots of notes, but nothing worth talking about. Okay. Let's move on.
Do
to Poltergeist.
What's
from
next?
1982. Was it 1982? I thought it was 1984 this whole time.
Surprise.
Mm. All right. Poltergeist.
Now I'm going to check.
From 1982. Directed by Tobe Hooper, kind of, who directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2 and Life Force. I like how... Okay. Well, I mean, that's true. Toolbox Murders as well. We're going to do that. Written by Steven Spielberg. Let's see. Carly wrote Close Encounters of the Third Kind and AI for Steven Spielberg movies.
No, for what he's written.
Okay.
I focused, whenever it's directed, I pick what they've directed really and whatever it's written by.
Written anything else? Like,
I do that.
Noteworthy?
No, I don't think so. I'm
really?
Gonna check again.
He's
but
just
yeah, those were
mainly directing.
Yeah, those were the big ones.
Right. He also
doesn't
produced.
Get a lot of, this is actually one, yeah, I think because it was only one of the few movies that he gets writing credit on.
Got it. It's also written by Michael Grace and Mark Victor, who worked on Poltergeist 2 and Cool World.
He did the story for the Goonies.
Steven Spielberg also produced. Steven Spielberg also directed Let's Be Real.
Yeah, so he was on set the entire time. And because I know you, Justin, from Horror Business.
I just like fucking with him.
Responded and was like, wait, hello? He's just like fucking with him. Justin's the best. And also loves pointing out that Steven Spielberg directed this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess Tobe Hooper was kind of a little passive. Yeah. When he was directing.
Yeah,
this,
I mean,
he didn't
I think
really
it's probably pretty easy to get steamrolled by Steven Spielberg because he's Steven fucking Spielberg.
Exactly.
And like you said, Steven Spielberg hasn't written a lot. He's not a behind the scenes kind of dude. But, I mean, if you watch this movie, it does not feel like a Tobe Hooper movie.
Yeah, totally.
But it definitely feels like a Steven Spielberg movie.
It really does. I think there was only 2 days, maybe, that he wasn't on set.
Yeah.
That Spielberg wasn't on set.
Yikes. Well, you know what's funny? I was reading, you know, John Leonetti, who directed, like, Annabelle and Insidious 2. So John Leonetti was actually a cameraman on set of Poltergeist back in the day, and he was on the Shockwaves podcast, and he was talking about how just basically confirming the fact that yes, this really was directed by Steven Spielberg. He says he loves Tobe Hooper, who doesn't, but you know, this is Steven Spielberg written all over it, which it does.
Yeah,
it's pretty undeniable at this point.
Yeah. There was a lot of kind of like back and forth, I guess, especially when the movie came out, like a lot of the way that they were talking about it made it seem obviously like Steven Spielberg directed versus Tobe Hooper. And Steven Spielberg actually like wrote Tobe Hooper a note that was like, you know, we really like co-directed this, like I could this, you know, couldn't have been done without you. Like, you were invaluable. And then what's her name that plays the medium? I'm like blanking.
Zelda.
She was like very vocal after that came out and was like, no, like she didn't like Toby Zelda Hooper at all. And so she was like, Steven Spielberg 100% directed this. So it's like a lot of like weird back and forth.
Well, I mean, I could see like patting Toby Hooper on the head and be like, you directed too.
You did great, kid. Yeah.
Which is not a nice thing to say, but it's just, it's probably what happened.
I think you're right, though. I think it's, you know, when it's your...
What are you going to say? Person- no, you weren't invaluable and we could have easily done this without you? That's such a horrible thing to say to someone.
It's a pretty terrible thing to say.
After steamrolling them out of their job.
I just think it's hard, like, especially if Steven Spielberg was on set as much as he was and he's the writer, like when certain questions come up and he's there... he's going to answer them.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that wrote it.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to read the IMDb summary.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Just jumped right in. Yeah, go. Ready?
The IMDb summary is: a family's home is haunted by a host of demonic ghosts.
That's it. I had a lot of fun revisiting this. It's been a while since I watched it. And I don't think I realized... it just starts like there's no like buildup of story. Like that first scene, Carol Ann is just super creepy talking to the TV people.
Yeah.
Right out the gate.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that she gets stolen by the closet ghost so fast.
Yeah. It's pretty quick. I know it's like right after the floor shoving scene, which is my favorite. That whole kitchen scene. Literally so every good. Scene that happens in the kitchen is my favorite scene in the movie.
It's so good. It's so funny because I was watching that and there's like that really weird jump cut and I thought that my TV did something weird.
It's the worst jump cut. What happened there?
So when I was doing like the trivia for it, I realized the reason why is because in the original scene, Steven says like that he hates Pizza Hut. And Pizza Hut took incredible offense after seeing it. So they just like crudely cut it right in the middle of whatever she's saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like every time that happens, I rewind it and wait, what? Did my DVD just break or what happened?
Yeah.
But this time I was streaming it. So I was like, I don't think.
No. It's he says something, which is so weird because she's literally explaining the feeling.
Yes.
And I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know the feeling. And then all of a sudden we're at the neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So weird.
And they're like, that scene is so funny because they're just laughing. But you know, they're freaking out.
It's so fun. I love that scene because it's just such like a good, honest moment before everything gets...
I don't understand how you create such tangible, lovable characters in this kind of time frame. Like, I still don't understand how it happened. I used to be into writing scripts. I gave up on that a while ago. But before... when I was interested in writing, in script writing, my brother, who's involved in film and took film classes, said, you know, if you're into writing scripts, the best way to learn how to write a good script is to read a good script. So just pick a movie that you think has some of the best writing and read it. And Poltergeist was the very first one I thought of and the very first one I read when I was into learning how to write scripts, because... how do you write characters like this? I still don't know.
It's true, because you're like in it. Yeah. And that's only like 30 minutes into the movie is like we're having so much fun flying across the floor with ghosts.
And there's just so little. It's just crazy because there's so little actually happening. But you just love everybody.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because they're all great.
And like instantly love them.
Yeah.
They only have to do like one little lovable thing each. And you're like, I'm in on this family.
I'm invested. What happens?
I don't know. But this time I think I viewed it a little differently this time because I'm definitely a bit older than the last time I've seen it. And I feel like every time I watch movies I grew up loving, now as an adult, as an advanced adult,
As an advanced adult.
Yeah, you know, I'm not... We're in our later 30s now, and I feel like I relate more to parents, even though I'm not one, in a lot of ways. You know, when I watch movies now, and when you watch them as a kid, you've related more to the kids. So it's always interesting revisiting these types of movies as an adult, because you're like, oh, okay, like, what would I do as a parent in this situation? And just, like, learning that the mom is 32?
Yeah.
And has a 16-year-old daughter? I was like, what is this, Gilmore Girls? Like, what
is... she's actually his second wife.
Oh, is that right?
And the older daughter's from a first marriage, yeah.
Sorry, I took a water break. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I was also curious about that when I heard them say that, and I was like, so what, she was 16 when she had, like, the eldest daughter? And so there's, like, the novelization, I guess, of the film clarifies that she's Steve's second wife.
Okay.
And Dana's actually her stepdaughter.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. So yeah. It's like Gilmore Girls. I thought it was Gilmore Girls for a minute.
No, I did the same thing, and I was like, excuse me, put on my nerd glasses. What's happening here?
I did the same thing, but I didn't bother researching. I just assumed I was watching Gilmore Girls for a minute.
Lorelai, excuse me.
Lorelai, what are you doing? Lorelai, there's a poltergeist in your house.
If anything, I was like, damn, that's impressive that they've been together for that long. Just kidding.
Smoking grass in the bedroom.
It's such a fun scene.
I love that this movie is rated PG.
Yeah.
In a time where, like, movie and music censorship was, like, kind of high.
It was originally rated R, but, like, they fought tooth and nail, and there wasn't, PG-13 didn't exist at the time.
Mm.
So, like, the only other option was it for it to be PG.
I mean, I would think PG-13 would probably be fine.
Well, it didn't exist.
I know, but I mean, like, now, like, if this were being rated, it'd probably be rated PG-13 now.
I think so.
So, watching this, you've seen this movie a bunch.
Yes.
I'm sure. I've seen this movie a bunch. Do you still get frightened at any point during this movie watching it?
Every single time I see that fucking clown.
Why is that clown on that chair like that?
I hate it.
Like why?
Oh, I just said it and it gave me anxiety. Like, that clown is the reason why I hate clowns. Like, I know Pennywise should have been it.
Sure.
But, like, for that clown, man, no, every
time. No, it's scarier than Pennywise, I think.
Oh, my God. It haunts me in my nightmares. It's just, like, the scariest clown ever.
Why? Why is it there? Like, he's obviously terrified of it. Why would they put it at the foot of his bed on a chair? And why would they keep it there?
Staring at him the whole time.
And after the whole thing happens.
No, get rid of it.
After the whole thing's, they're packed. They're completely packed up. They have very few things left in the house. And yet that clown is still sitting there on that chair.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
It was sucked into the closet. Somehow they got it back, decided... I know where to put this. Back on this chair.
Thank God we got this clown. Watch over the kids.
What?
Strangle them in their sleep.
Like, they probably needed to make it so that, like, Carol Ann loved it or something. To make it make sense. Because why else would it be there? He's so afraid of it.
Because they think that the clown is Carol Ann when they first go to the closet. Because it's sitting there. And they're like, oh my God.
Thank goodness, like, it's Carol Ann. No, creepy clown.
Creepy clown. Hey. I will say Robbie has some really badass toys and posters, and I want them all.
Doesn't he have an Aliens poster on his wall, too?
Yes.
Rad.
And also every Star Wars toy that's ever been made.
So many Star Wars things. Up till that point.
I was like, oh my God, where is this kid's room now? He's like a millionaire, if Robbie was real.
He has my favorite line of the whole movie.
Tell me.
He got bit. With the scaredest look on his face and his little buck teeth hanging out.
It's true.
Did you get bit?
He got bit. He did. Demon bit him right in the stomach.
The poor kid is
it.
Get that kid out of the house.
He's great. I know. He's there the whole time. The whole time.
He's I can get sent to grandma's.
Dana's like, bye. He's like, I'm going to stay in the house.
Cut that.
We're going to talk about this. And then he's like, you can kill me and I can go get Carol Ann and we can be together.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I ever registered that line until this time. Well, I was
me
like,
too.
Wait, is he talking about dying to go to get his sister?
I was like, that is the sweetest and saddest thing I've ever heard.
The darkest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. Damn.
How did I ever miss that?
I don't know, but I did too. And I was like, that's the thing that he just said.
I mean, I've seen this so many times and I definitely saw and got new things out of it this time that I never got out of it before.
Me too. It's so good. It's just one of those kinds of movies.
Yeah.
The part where the dog comes in and tries to play fetch with the ghost and starts barking.
So cute.
Leia was very disturbed and she started barking.
Is that what you think the dog was doing?
Well, I don't know. She brought the toy
I over. Viewed that differently. I need to know what our listeners think about that scene. Is the dog trying to play fetch with the demon?
That's just a civil way. I like that that's like the last time we see the dog until they're leaving, too.
Well, the dog goes with the little boy to grandma's house.
Oh, you're
house.
Right. I forgot about that.
I think he comes back with him later, but I don't really.
He does,
yeah.
Because when they leave the house, they're all together and they have the dog.
Yeah. He doesn't die.
No.
It's the best part.
Or get scared or injured.
Yeah.
He's fine.
What is with these pool digging people?
Oh, man.
What is with these? How are they not fired instantly?
Right?
I would have fired them so long ago. They're hitting on the teenage daughter.
And then the stepmom is like, go to school.
Well, I mean, she does. I think she's laughing and happy because the daughter can easily handle herself in that situation. But after my daughter leaves, I'm going to be like, that's totally inappropriate. And you're all fired now. Bye.
Yeah. And then like they're drinking coffee in the kitchen window.
It's like he takes the stirring spoon in the sauce, puts his mouth on it.
Ugh.
And then puts it back.
So gross.
No.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that.
Ooh. Vomit everywhere. What the fuck?
Ugh.
They should have been fired a long time ago. There's no way I wouldn't have fired them immediately.
Yeah.
Dad comes home. Yeah, guess what? I fired them because they hit on your daughter.
And they ate
and they
the sauce and drank the coffee.
Putting their mouth on my stirring spoon through the window like fucking
ew.
Savages.
Heathens. Get out of here.
Disgusting.
So gross.
Ugh. Do you count thunder after seeing lightning?
I didn't. Well, when I was little, I did after seeing this movie.
Yeah.
And then after I watched this movie the day after, so yesterday, we had a torrential downpour here in LA.
Yes, we did too.
With thunder and lightning. Ooh. And I tried it. It didn't work for me.
No?
No.
Was it consistent or?
No, it was just the lightning and thunder were very far apart.
Oh, yeah. It was very far away.
So, yeah.
I do it every time.
Yeah. Is it because of this movie or is it just because it's what you do?
I want to say it's because of this movie. I don't know 100% if it is.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for that long.
Okay. I feel like since we don't get a lot of thunderstorms out here.
Yeah.
So I don't have that much opportunity to really think about it.
I hear you. We don't get much either.
I wish we did. I love thunderstorms.
So we need to talk about this like amazing one shot. In the kitchen, because holy shit, it's so good. How did they do this? Like, I know how they did it, but holy shit, I can't believe they did it.
That's funny.
Because I'm trying to think of what I watched where they were explaining how they did it. I think it was something on Shudder. Anyway, doesn't matter. Because Carol Ann's on the counter, mom is talking to Carol Ann, pushes the chairs in. Walks underneath and goes underneath the sink to get cleaning supplies to go wipe down whatever, and comes back up and the chairs are all stacked. And it's all done in one shot, and they fucking stack those chairs so fucking fast.
It's so good.
It's so perfect. And like silently. I don't know.
Yeah. Completely silently.
I don't know how. I want to be a PA doing that. How much fun would that be?
The choreography, man, must have been awesome.
That's the kind of shit I want to do on movie sets.
Like, get out the shot.
Gotta do it again.
Cut.
His big ass is in the shot. Let's turn it again.
Peter, come on. Gotta be quicker than that.
Oh, and the face peeling was always my favorite. This is how you know I'm a body horror person. I think this is probably the first movie where I encountered actual body horror.
Yeah.
And
peeling off of the face.
I loved it then, and I love it now. And I love
it's so good.
Anything like it now.
I will say the meat on the counter makes me want to throw up.
It's so good.
It's so good, but it like is it's so good in the fact that it makes me want to throw up.
And the maggots crawling.
I can't. No, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
One of my notes is yo, the Whomping Willow just stole the brother.
Dude, I never noticed how far into that tree he gets.
He gets in it.
He's like fucking engulfed in the tree. Still have no idea how they got him out.
Oh my God.
Still no clue.
Because they all just leave Carol Ann.
Well, I mean, I feel okay. So it seems like they keep using Robbie as like a distraction so they can get Carol Ann. But like, they could have just taken Robbie.
I know they had him.
Just like take them both.
They had him.
Do you think they just didn't want to take Robbie, or like they just didn't get to take Robbie? Because they do it both times.
I don't think they want him, but he is obviously like Carol Ann's roomie.
Do you think they take him?
I think
just
that
for fun.
Yeah, well, as a distraction, because obviously they want Carol Ann because she's the one that's been communicating with them.
But like, do you think if like Dad didn't get Robbie out of the tree that they just would have taken him anyway?
No, because they took him to the tree. I think that it just shit would have stopped.
I feel like. He would have been in the tree though.
It's true. I mean, they would have had to cut him out.
You don't think the tree is a portal also?
No.
All right. The tree's been there a really long time, longer than the house.
That's true.
They just moved the bodies. They just moved the stones. They didn't move the bodies.
They didn't move the bodies.
You left the bodies and you only moved the headstones. Only moved the headstones. Why?
I always feel like Tangina is in this more than she is. She's really just in like the last act of the film, or like one and a half, two scenes of the movie.
No, it's very quick. I think she filmed her scenes in like 10 days or something.
Yeah. I mean, she's in the other movies too, but God, I just love Zelda Rubinstein.
She's great.
She is great. What else?
What else? That one corpse has like the most beautiful hair.
It does have really beautiful hair.
Like I notice it every time.
It's like it's just shining.
Yeah, it like glows and then it blows in the wind so perfectly.
It is beautiful. It's like a Pantene Pro-V commercial over there for demons.
It really is. That should be like a Halloween Pantene commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Have hair like this majestic demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The pool scene always freaks me out.
Yeah. With the real skeletons?
With the real skeletons that they didn't tell her about until afterwards. I would have been pissed because she gets in there with them.
Yeah.
Like, she's very close. And
I don't
love
think
that
I would have had a problem with that.
Oh, real skeletons? I don't know.
They use real skeletons all the time for things. It's like a common thing.
Yeah. No, thank you.
They use them in science classrooms. You've probably touched one before.
I've never touched one because even if they're fake, I don't touch them.
Oh, see, I've probably touched it a million times. If I see a skeleton, I'm like, yep, gotta touch that.
She's touching it. I love that that she was like, I'm not getting in there. Like, I'm going to get electrocuted. It's like water and there's all these lights everywhere. And so Steven Spielberg got in the water with her and was like, now if something happens, we're both done for. And she did it. And no, they're still alive.
You know what? I think I'm going to write in my will that when I die, that my skeleton gets donated for movies.
Not for science.
For specifically for horror movies only.
I think that you should.
It'd be great.
Draw it up.
Yep.
I like it.
It's what I want. It's all I want. Burn the rest of me.
Starring Amy.
Burn the rest of me and keep my skeleton. I want some part of me to be able to be in cool shit, you know?
Yeah.
Beyond this podcast, obviously, Carly.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's the answer.
Apparently I was crying at one part because I wrote, "I'm not crying, you're crying."
So oh my god, what part were you crying at?
I have no idea. No clue.
No, I'm just curious.
No idea. It's towards the end. I know that.
I love, one of my favorite shots is when the dad is trying, Stephen is trying to get to the family. He's trying to get in the house and like he sees her with the kids and she's just like, "Help us." And then like the door slams. It's just like such a good moment.
Yes.
It's so scary. I love it so much. It makes me so happy. And I did actually have a question for you.
Oh, yes.
What the hell is going on with Dana's hair at the end?
That's more of a question for you. Was it extra
very
floofy?
Concerned. No, you did not see this hairstyle that was happening?
No, I don't think I noticed it.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had an image. It's a legitimate side ponytail, but then it's rubber banded down it, like Princess Jasmine, except for she has very thin hair, and it's multicolored bands.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
It's bizarre.
It's 1982. What are you expecting?
Exactly. You should see it. It doesn't. There's so many things.
Now that you say it, I can picture it.
It's so silly.
Yeah, it's 1982. Everything's silly in 1982.
This is just, I can't wrap my head around this. I don't know why.
Well, you have a thing with hair and wigs.
Very little sense to me.
Sure.
This was not a wig.
No. Would you have preferred it if it was?
Probably, because it would have been, I don't know, different. Had a little bit more oomph.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
There's something.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. It was a weird choice. I've never seen anything like it.
You're funny. I don't know. I don't think it bothered me.
I was very concerned about it.
You know what's a really funny line?
What?
Between Zelda and Mom is when Zelda's about to go in after Carol Ann. And she goes, and the mom's like, "I'm going to go." And she goes, "You've never done this before." And she's like, "Neither have you." And she's like, "You're right.
You're right.
You go.
You go." It's so funny.
So cute.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so good. The writing is so good.
There's so many good lines, too. This house is clean.
It's not.
They're
here. She's a liar. She's a fucking liar.
She is a liar.
She's a fucking liar.
I love the weird goo. It makes me think of Ghostbusters. That pink goo.
Ectoplasm.
Yep. That stuff. This movie's so fun. This movie's so good.
It's so good.
I love it.
Now, this one is like, what, 2 hours? Didn't care. Doesn't matter, because it's good. Doesn't matter. Just saying.
Yeah, it's an hour and 54 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, an man. Excellent hour and 54 minutes. Because it moves. It's just like literally right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And then we get a calm moment, kind of. And then just kidding, everything's crazy.
Yeah.
Mom's on the ceiling.
Yep.
Kids out the door with the tree.
Yep. Not
so. Everything's happening.
Not so.
Lots of crazy things.
So good. Love it. I'm so glad we got to talk about Poltergeist.
Me too.
I'm done though. Do we have anything else?
I don't have anything. I've said all the things.
I'm good. I have other notes, but they're not that interesting. So how are you doing, Carly? Did you have a nice holiday?
I think so. I didn't do anything.
I think so.
It was good.
Yeah. Uneventful.
It was good. In a great way. I went to Universal.
Oh.
But like just City Walk.
Got it. Was it busy?
No, it was not, which was awesome. I really wanted a butterbeer.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got a butterbeer.
Have you tried mixing a butterbeer with a Guinness yet?
No.
I highly recommend it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's delicious. It's like a root beer float.
I love root beer floats.
It's delicious, but with alcohol in it.
I've had a Guinness milkshake before.
Yeah.
And it was
Or like, I guess it's more like an ice cream soda. I don't know. It's really good. Whatever it is, it's good.
Do you do that with the frozen butter beer or with the regular butter beer?
It was just regular butter beer.
Okay.
When Tony and I went to Universal, we got a cold butter beer, a hot butter beer, and a Guinness. And we mixed... Frozen butter...
You mixed it?
We mixed the cold butter beer and the cold Guinness together. I don't think it was frozen.
I got the hot butter beer, and it was really good.
I've never gotten the regular
butter beer, because the frozen butter beer is, like, my favorite. But I will give that a go.
They're all good, because butter beer is delicious.
Butter beer is delicious. It's so good.
It is so good.
I impulse purchased a Ravenclaw sweatshirt.
Ooh, nice.
It's really nice, and I'm very happy with my purchase. Because I say impulse purchase because I didn't go there thinking I was going to buy it. But, like, I've really wanted this thing for, like, years. So.
There you go.
It's been in my head, I guess.
Which one is it?
It's just the one. It kind of looks like a college sweatshirt, but it has, like, Ravenclaw.
Oh, did you get it from the sporty kind of shop?
There's just kind of one
like the
shop
Quidditch, the Quidditch there. Shop. Oh, okay.
Right now, because it's like you can't go in the park.
Right.
So it's just like the Universal thing. So I bought it from the Harry Potter section in the Universal store. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, worth every penny.
Nice. Yeah, I impulse purchased the Ring Adventure pack for my Nintendo.
Yes. For your Switch.
My Nintendo Switch.
Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I've been doing 15 to 20 minutes a day just to get my fat ass off the couch for a little bit.
Yep. Same.
It's fucking hard.
It is.
And I like actually feel like I'm exercising, which I think I am. I think I am actually exercising. Like, I think
you're exercising and also battling like a demon.
Yeah. I always want to do longer.
Yeah, same.
But then it tells me to not do longer, but I think I'm going to start doing longer.
Yeah, it does that. It's like, hey, are you sure, lady?
Are you sure, old lady, that you want to keep doing this? Aren't you afraid you're going to break a hip?
I always worry that my neighbor's going to think I'm crazy, because it's like the where you run, and yes. I feel like I'm just like shaking my whole house.
I feel every time I get on the ground to do any exercises, Hank is like, let's play. I'm going to jump Leigh on your face.
Leigh does the same thing. She's like, oh, you want kisses?
Yeah.
Is that why we're down here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got to get out of the way. I'm trying to do my work. I'm trying to get the goblins.
Got to get the goblins. Got to fight the kettlebells.
Yes.
The evil kettlebells.
Yes.
I don't know why it's so fun. I can't stop. It's
so fun. My arms always hurt really bad after.
Yeah.
After I do
I
it,
want some more don't work out my arms. New exercises. I need to get more.
Gotta level up, man.
I know. I have been leveling up, but I mean, I've only played it three times, so I...
Yeah. Actually, same. I've had it for a long time.
So, I just need to get more of them.
Yes.
I just got smoothies for the first time. It's very exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wish we could, like, connect ours, and then we could, like, fight them together.
Yeah, that would be super fun. And like exercise together?
Yes.
I would love that. Is there a way Same. We can? There
I don't know. I'll do some research.
All right. Figure it out.
Yeah.
So other than that, not much. Christmas for me was good.
You made some really good looking things.
Oh my God. Food was amazeballs. So I made shrimp risotto Christmas Eve night. And Christmas Day, we had stuffed shells with meatballs. Of course, impossible meatballs that I made. And Tony and I drank Prosecco all day Christmas Day. Like,
I love
all
that.
Day. We had coffee, and then we switched to Prosecco. And we just drank Prosecco all day. We did, like, four Zoom calls with different family groups and opened gifts. And we did a... I think I told you we were doing a... scavenger hunt
yes.
for our gifts.
Yes.
So I designed one for Tony and he designed one for me. I made it a little harder than he made mine. I think he got as involved like, with his I really immerse myself into these types of tasks when I assign them to myself. I just like really jump in with both feet. And so like I froze one of his clues in a giant block of ice.
Dang.
Like I like That's hid awesome, it under though. The tree in the yard. Like I like went all out.
You're like, go digging, buddy.
Well, I just thought like, you know, he likes to do stuff like that.
That's
true. He likes
true, to yeah.
do like traditional quote unquote man things. So he like
I think that's fun though.
He like found the block of well, I told him it was in like a you know, it's like when you're cold, you're hot was one of my clues. And that's the one that was like, oh, go in the freezer. But he's like, what's cold? And I'm like, oh my God, really? Okay, so go.
You're like, Tony, please.
Finally I just told him where to go and he opens it and he's like, I don't know. I'm like, it's the giant block of ice in there. And he picks up, he's go, are you fucking kidding me? And he just like runs to the garage and grabs a hammer and just starts fucking hammering away at it. It's pretty enjoyable. I wish I videotaped it because it was pretty funny.
Oh my
funny.
God, I wish you would have too. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time. I got a lot of like horror movies and yeah, I think I showed you, I got my Midsommar director's cut from A4, which is like the most stunning Blu-ray I own.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's expensive, but fuck, it's worth it. It's if you love Midsommar, like you need to get it.
Yeah.
It's good. What a collector's item.
It is.
I'm sure it'll be worth something someday.
She's a beaut.
She's a beaut, Clark. sorry. I feel like I've been watching just a lot of Christmas things. I'm finally over the Christmas thing.
I'm know? Back on my Criminal Minds kick.
I am.
Tom Everett Scott was on one of my episodes last night. I was very excited to see his cute face.
Nice.
Oh my God.
I watched this show. It's a Norwegian, I think I told you, did I tell you about this? It's a Norwegian show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Home for the Holidays. I think. And it's on Netflix. Yes. It's a made for Netflix show, but it's Norwegian. And it's so good. Like it sounds
I love that.
It sounds stupid. It's a stupid title. But maybe in Norwegian it's not stupid. I don't know. I don't know Norwegian.
That'd be cool if you did.
It would. It would be cool, but I don't know any languages really. But I will say it's phenomenal. I would watch it even not during Christmas. It's 2 seasons. It's hilarious.
I'm going to have to check it out. I remember you telling me about this.
It's hilarious and it makes you feel the feels. So it's the two
I
good things.
I love feeling the feels.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I'm going to have to watch it and feel all the things.
All right. Are we ready to spin this wheel?
Yeah. I'm so ready.
Okay. Let's spin the
Wheel of Terrors.
Okay, I'm turning up my volume so we can hear the Wheel of Terrors. I added a couple new movies on here, and I took off all the old ones, so we'll see what we get. Here we go.
Amazing.
The Invisible Man, finally!
Oh, I'm excited.
Obviously the new one. I know that's still on HBO, because every
it
time
is.
I want to watch it, I'm like, I know I need to wait.
It is on. I know, same. I've literally almost watched that in the past month, almost
really?
Like 5 times. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet because I keep going, well, we're going to be doing it soon, but we haven't
are.
Done it. It's been taking
Today's
forever.
Today's the day.
Fuck, finally. Okay. Here we
Next.
Go. I'm going to spin again. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Brood. Oh, it's going to be such a good week.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen The Brood in a couple years. I'm really excited.
Oh, it's great.
So the Brood is streaming on HBO Max, the Criterion Channel, and Canopy.
Wonderful.
That's awesome. What a good... this is good. This has been a good month, I feel like.
It's been a really good month.
The past 2 weeks, at least.
Thanks, Santa.
Thanks, Santa, for giving us... These great
you gave
movie
us a
films.
Bunch of we got a bunch of shit for 2020, but at least we have December Wheel of Horror movies. Wheel of
it's
Terror.
True.
Is it Terror? Terror. Wheel of
I
Terror.
I can't
movies.
Even spell Canopy. One of those days.
You're fine.
Yes.
So, wow. Invisible Man and The Brood. Oh, it's going to be a great week. stoked. And it's going to be, Carly, it's going to be our 200th episode.
Oh my God. And it's going to be 2021.
Oh my God. What the fuck? How did we get here?
I don't know where I am ever. So
I know we were going to do like, usually in January, we do our favorite films of the past year episode.
But this year, every day is the same.
I saw one new horror movie in 2020, so I don't think we're doing that.
You only saw one?
What other horror movies came out in 2020 that you saw?
There's like a ton.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them.
Really?
Name one that I've seen, you think.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
What have you seen? Well, I saw The Invisible Man.
Well, I will soon.
I saw Host. You did too.
Yep, that's the one. That's the one I saw.
I saw Freaky.
I didn't see that.
I saw The Dark and the Wicked.
Don't know what that is.
I saw Relic.
Nope.
I saw, was Underwater this year or last year?
Don't know. I think it was last year. I saw that. I think it was last year.
Those are the ones. What's the other one? I don't know.
See, don't act like there were so many.
There were. There's a ton. There's a lot.
Justin was like, oh, send me your top 10 movies from 2020. I was like, I did not see 10 2020 films. Like, it just did not happen.
There's a lot
of 10 new movies in 2020. Nope. Did not see it that many.
Was Come Play? Come Play was this year. I saw that.
Didn't see that. Saw that?
Yeah.
I remember we talked about it for Trailer Trash Talk. Did you like it? No, doesn't sound like it.
Oh. I did. It was fun. It wasn't like amazing, but it was a fun one.
Okay.
Got it. There was that Kevin Bacon one.
Oh.
You Should Have Left. That I didn't see that, but it came out.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
There was the Wolf one that I wanted to see. I just remember the poster. There was Antebellum came out. I didn't see that, but I wanted to see it. There's a lot of movies that came out this year.
Yeah, I didn't see any of them.
I don't know if I could do a top 10. Oh, The Hunt. You saw The Hunt, right?
Nope.
Did I say that already?
Nope.
You didn't see The Hunt?
Nope.
I did really enjoy that one.
I haven't been to a movie theater, and I don't like watching new movies on the TV if I don't have to.
Fine.
I'll get to him. It's gonna happen.
I'm actually really happy that I saw what did I see? Tenet. Tenet was one that I really wanted to see in theaters, and then I just watched it in my living room and it was amazing.
Really? I heard people didn't like that one.
A lot of people didn't like it. I really enjoyed it, and I was able to watch it with closed captions, which was wonderful.
I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's a thing.
All right. Yeah, I'm behind, I guess. I don't care.
It's okay.
I used to feel like I needed to see all the new movies coming out. I don't have that urge anymore. I'll wait till people tell me to watch them.
Yeah. I think it's like, if I don't watch it when it comes out right away, then that's like, I won't see it until we do it for the show.
Sure. That's how I feel about it too.
That's how I work.
Yeah.
If I don't have the opportunity to see it right out the gate, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
Watching it until the Wheel of Terrors picks it up.
Do I have us on the Wheel of Terrors?
No. I hope so.
If I don't, I'm going to add it.
I requested that you added it a while ago.
I think
ago,
I'm finally ready to rewatch it.
Same. I've been ready. That's another movie that I've almost watched multiple times, but I don't want to spoil
it.
Yeah,
it's on there. It's been on there. Okay.
Perfecto. Right.
There's a lot of good stuff on here, man.
No, I'm really excited.
We watched a lot of the shit, so now we have nothing but like good ones left.
It's like all the shit is what happened first.
Yeah. I mean, there's still shit on here, but it's like shit I want to watch.
We were like so excited, and then it was like, wah, wah, wah. Join us on next week's episode.
We're watching a bunch of shit we don't want to watch.
We're watching movies that I'd rather not.
Never see again. All right. So until next week, then, when we're watching The Invisible Man and The Brood, both available on HBO Max, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.